This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for November 2020. Last month, there were 5,773 single-family home sales in Massachusetts, a 24.8% increase from November 2019, when there were 4,625 transactions. Meanwhile, the median single-family home price increased 17.6% on a year-over-year basis to $460,000, an all-time high for the month of November. Looking at the condo market, there were 2,115 condo sales last month, which marked an 11.4% increase from November 2019. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 8.5% on a year-over-year basis to $410,000. Joining us now to examine the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. The holiday season is upon us. And it seems that when Santa decided who has been naughty and who has been nice, he decided to reward the home sellers. Properties are selling fast, and they're selling furiously, and the prices are generous.
Well, the frenzy for single-family homes in Massachusetts showed no signs of slowing down last month. And how much longer do you think this can really last?
Well, frankly, I'm surprised that the market has been so crazy good for the past 5 months. The market has been good for 9 straight years now, but the past 5 months have been insane. It's impossible to sustain 14 to 18% gains in median prices for the long term because people are not seeing personal income rise at that rate. How many more people are there in Massachusetts who can afford today's prices? So anyway, I'm surprised by the market. But look at the stock market. It might be crazier than the real estate market. Another surprise. The one thing that supports both markets is the low interest rates that we see today. If you don't sink your savings into the stock market or the housing market, what are you going to do? Bank accounts don't pay any return, and bonds pay very little. Getting back to your question, though, I'm not sure how long this will keep up. Some of the frenzy at the moment is reaction to the pandemic and more people working remotely. Sales in Suffolk County declined 11% in November, while at the other end of the state, Berkshire County sales increased by 44%. Dukes County sales, that's Martha's Vineyard, they're up 205% in November. And on Nantucket, they're up 242%. You know, in a vaccinated world, I would expect that the popularity of different regions to change from what they are right now. Perhaps the best way to predict the future is to survey experts. The National Association of Realtors polled 20 real estate economists, and the consensus was that nationwide, the median price would rise 8% in 2021 and 5.5% in 2022. And the percentage of people working from home would decline from its peak this year of 21% to about 12% in 2022.
Well, the condo market experienced similar gains to single-family homes in November. Do you think it's possible that as more buyers are priced out of the single-family housing market, they're turning to condos as an alternative?
That's a good question. Condo prices are rising statewide at a slower rate than single-family homes. So far this year, condo prices have risen 9.2%, while single-family prices have risen 11.3%. A condo costs $415,000, that's the average, while a single-family home costs $445,000. So condos are more affordable, but we have to keep in mind that condos are in urban areas or in suburbs that are more densely populated. Right now, people are looking for more space, more rural properties. So we see sales of condos in Suffolk County down 7.3% in 2020, and the median price fell by 5.3% in November. In Middlesex County, condo sales are down 5.8% in 2020, and the median price fell 1.3% in November. So the condo market is not as rosy as the single-family market, especially in urban settings.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for November 2020. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.